This episode is brought to you by Shopify. That's the sound of switching your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling. Harness the best converting checkout and same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Stop leaving sales on the table. Discover why millions trust Shopify to build, grow, and run their business. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech23.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. My name is Marty Angel and I am your host for this podcast. Mi nombre es Marty Angel y soy su anfitriona aquí para este podcast. I just want to share with you that sometimes we speak English, sometimes we speak Spanish, and sometimes we speak Spanglish. And what this podcast is about getting the story, the real story, the raw and real story from those women who have gone from survivor to thriver, and hopefully inspires you to be able to see that you can do it too. As a business coach, I love taking the mujerpreneur, the bilingual mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who they serve so they can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and rock their six-figure biz. Gracias por estar aquí. Let's get to it. Vamos. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Bienvenidas al show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. So today, my friends, amigas chulas hermosas, I have a special, special show because for the longest time, I stayed away from this tactic or whatever it is, this ability that I had to be able to take a look at the numbers and figure it out. But today I have a special show for you because it is the best online practices for you, amigas hermosas, the mujerpreneur. Today in the podcast, I'm going to dive deep into the world of SEO optimization and provide you with valuable insights to help you thrive in this digital landscape. Welcome everybody again. If you are joining me live on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, welcome. If you're joining me on the audio channel, then beautiful. Thank you so much. I am your host, Marty Angel, and I am thrilled to embark on this educational journey with you. So are you ready? Let's get started. Okay. So here we go. But before we begin, let me introduce myself. I want to make sure that I introduce myself. Sometimes I really don't do that, but I'm a seasoned Latina biz coach who has taken classes on SEO, taught SEO, and as a business owner, I have used SEO for the last 5 years. Throughout my experience, though, I've witnessed the power of effective online strategies and how they can transform businesses. So today, amigas chulas hermosas, I want to share with you some of the best practices specifically tailored to you, the mujerpreneur. And that's important because as a Latina biz coach, what I do is I help the Latina bilingual BIPOC mujerpreneur gain clarity and focus on who you serve so that you can up level from brick and mortar to click and order and begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. Now, if that's something you want, you came to the right place. If it's not, then thank you and you can move on. And I say namaste. All right, let's get into it. So here it is. Let's take a deep breath, and I want you to picture this. Picture this. Imagínense esto. You have a brilliant business idea. It's a passion that's burning within you, and you're ready to take the plunge into the online world. You've seen what your business can do offline. Now you want to take it into the online world. But are you truly ready? How do you ensure that your voice is heard amidst all the noise that's out there? Well, amigas chulas hermosas, that's where SEO optimization comes in. By strategically implementing search engine optimization techniques, you can elevate your brand's visibility, attract the right audience, and ultimately drive growth to your business, right? Now, that deserves also Spanish translation. So here we go. Imagínate esto. Tienes una idea de negocio brillante, una pasión ardiendo dentro de ti, y estás lista para sumergirte en el mundo de en línea. ¿Quieres llevar tu negocio de brick and mortar, como le decimos, a línea? Pero ¿cómo te aseguras de que tu voz se escuche en medio de todo el ruido que está pasando ahorita? Allí, amigas, es donde entra el juego, porque es un juego de la optimización SEO. Al implementar estratégicamente técnicas de optimización para motores de búsqueda, puedes elevar la visibilidad de tu marca, atraer la audiencia adecuada y, en última instancia, impulsar el crecimiento de tu negocio. Va. Al final, ¿qué no queremos eso? So let's start by exploring the fundamentals of SEO. Simply put, SEO is the process of improving your website's ranking or your, you know, we use SEO now for everything, your social media on search engine results pages, right? By optimizing various elements of your online presence, such as using keywords and meta tags and user experiences, you can boost your website's visibility and gain organic traffic. Same thing goes with your social media content. Comencemos explorando los fundamentos del SEO. En pocas palabras, el SEO es el proceso de mejorar el ranking de tu sitio web en las páginas y también de tus redes sociales, de resultados de los motores de búsqueda. Al optimizar varios elementos de tu presencia en línea, como palabras claves, meta etiquetas y experiencia del usuario, puedes aumentar la visibilidad de tu sitio web y tu tráfico orgánico. Those, my friends, are really, really important. But to give you a concrete example, imagine you have a website, you're selling handmade jewelry, right? By conducting keyword research, you discover that the term unique artisan jewelry has a high search volume and can moderate your competition. So by strategically incorporating that keyword into your website's content, you increase the chances of appearing, you know, on the first page of the search results of that algorithm. You know, when someone's looking for unique artisan jewelry, that's what happens. But you have to put in the work prior to, right? Okay, that deserves a translation. Vamos a empezar. Para darte un ejemplo concreto, imagínate que tienes un sitio web donde vendes tu joyería artesanal. Al realizar una investigación de palabras claves, descubres que el término joyería artesanal única tiene un alto volumen de búsqueda y una competencia moderada. Al incorporar estratégicamente esta palabra clave en el contenido de tu sitio web, aumentas las posibilidades de aparecer en la primera página de los resultados de búsqueda cuando alguien busca joyería artesanal única, ¿verdad? Muy importante que hagas tu estudio antes de poner esas palabras en tu sitio web. Now let's delve. Let's really get into it and let's delve into the power of storytelling. Because storytelling is so incredibly, you know, telling and important. They say that a story will always tell and it attracts people. Right? I mean, think about it. Gossip in its raw sense is sort of storytelling, right? Because we embellish it. The truth is that we embellish it. Okay, so let's think about that. Let's delve into the power of storytelling in the world of SEO optimization. So humans are naturally drawn to narratives, and search engines recognize this. When crafting content for your website or your blog or your social media, infuse it with captivating stories that resonate with your target audience. By doing this, you're not only going to engage your readers, but you're also going to increase the likelihood of them sharing your content, which in turn generates more traffic and backlinks. That's really important. Ahora, en español, el poder de la narración en la optimización SEO es muy importante. Los seres humanos, nosotros como seres humanos, sentimos naturalmente atraídos por las historias y los motores de búsqueda reconocen esto. Al crear contenido para tu sitio web o tu blog o tu red social, impregna historias cautivadoras que resuenen con tu audiencia. Muy importante. El objetivo de las personas que te están escuchando es muy importante saberlo. Al hacer esto, no solo involucras a tus lectores, sino que también aumentas la probabilidad de que alguien comparta tu contenido y que a la vez generes más tráfico y enlaces de retroceso, ¿verdad? Muy importante. Really important that you begin to really allow this to sink in. You may want to listen to this podcast more than just one time so that you can really just hone in and just absorb the information. But imagine you're running a catering business focused on authentic Latina cuisine. Instead of simply listing your menu items, share a heartwarming story of how your grandmother's secret recipes inspired you to start your venture. Right? You can start, and it's important, by combining storytelling with relevant keywords and high-quality content, you create a compelling online presence that connects with potential customers on a deeper level. Another essential aspect of SEO optimization is user experience. Search engines prioritize websites that offer a seamless and enjoyable browsing experience. So ensure that your website is mobile-friendly. Make sure it's easy to navigate. Make sure it loads quickly, no more than 10 seconds. By optimizing the user experience, you not only improve your website's rankings, but you also enhance customer satisfaction and conversion rates. You do. Now, let's pivot a little bit and let's talk about the significance of data-driven decision-making in the digital realm. Just like in my algebra courses when I used to teach algebra, numbers speak volumes. Just in this digital realm, it's very much like the algebra courses, right? You want to learn to utilize tools like Google Analytics to gain your insights to your website's performance. You want to identify areas for improvement. And what you want to do is you want to make data-backed decisions. In other words, don't make a decision based on what you think, but make a decision based on the concrete numbers that you get. For instance, if you notice that a significant percentage of your website visitors drop off on the checkout page, you can optimize the process to reduce friction and increase conversions. But again, you know, you can either do this or you can hire somebody to do this. But what you want to do is, you know, you want to be able to know your numbers, right? But now let me provide a real life example. Imagine you're running an Etsy store or any other e-commerce store specializing in Latina beauty products. By analyzing your website's data, you discover that a majority of your visitors abandon their carts during the payment process. What does that tell you? Just like in education, if you, as a teacher, and you give a test, and the majority of the kids fail, that's telling. That means you haven't covered the subject enough for them to be able to understand. And so that's where you begin to be that teacher with data-driven results, right? Same thing, your website. Because armed with this knowledge, you can implement features like a simplified checkout process. Maybe it's too complicated. Maybe there are too many clicks. In this day and age, now we want to do one click everything. And then check to make sure you've got secure payment options. Another crucial aspect of SEO optimization is building a strong online presence through your social media platforms. One of the things that I tell my coaching cohort is, as a mujerpreneur, you must leverage the power of social media to connect with your target audience. You need to showcase your brand and engage in meaningful conversations. You can't just have, you know, one-sided conversation. You've got to make sure they're meaningful. Whether you're on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, you must develop a strategical social media marketing plan that aligns with your business goals and amplifies your online visibility. Very important. Now, let's touch a little bit upon, you know, the significance of staying up to date with SEO trends, because just like your hormones, baby, the algorithms change, right? So the digital landscape is constantly evolving, and search engines regularly update their algorithms to deliver the best results. So you really have to get in there and you have to be always on top of it. Es muy importante, it's crucial to stay informed about the latest SEO practices. Check your industry news and check your algorithm updates. How do you do that? Well, you want to join relevant online communities. You want to follow reputable SEO blogs. And you want to attend industry conferences to stay ahead of the curve and adapt your strategies accordingly. Now, when you're first starting out, you may have to do this as a mujerpreneur. You may have to do all of this by yourself. But then at some point, you can hire all this out. If that's not your cup of tea, then I suggest you hire it out, right? So it's really important that you work within your strengths. And if you find that that's not part of your strengths, then hire it out. Es muy importante que empieces a ver cuáles son mis fuertes, ¿verdad? Tus fuertes, ahí es donde puedes tú captivar más audiencia para que puedas vender. Hay ciertas cosas que empezando tu negocio vas a tener que hacer tú misma. Pero al momento que ya tienes bastante ingresos, entonces yo diría, lo que no te gusta hacer, empieza a hacerlo a delegar a otra persona. Alguien que eso sea su fuerte. You know, one of the things that we don't do as mujerpreneurs is we think we have to do everything ourselves and we don't delegate well. So that's the biggest don't, is we don't delegate well. We think we've got to do it. It's got to happen. It's got to come from me. We have to birth this skill. And I'm here to tell you, do not birth a skill that you are not really excited about birthing. Right? Don't do it if you don't like it. If you don't like numbers and you don't like bookkeeping and you don't... Hire somebody to do your SEO. I guarantee you it's going to be worth the money. Hire somebody else to do your SEO. Because other than that, you're going to find yourself working on things that you don't enjoy. And then you're going to blame your business because it's not doing well. But it's all because of the energy you're pouring in. Remember, we are attracting that which we are being. And if you're being unhappy, you're going to attract unhappy people. And that's not what you want for your business. Truly, that is not what you want for your business. Es muy importante que sepas cuáles son tus fuertes, porque al momento que tú tienes y sabes lo que son tus fuertes, entonces tú puedes agarrar otras personas, puedes contratar otras personas que te puedan ayudar en las cosas que no son tus fuertes. Si no lo haces, yo te prometo lo que va a pasar. No soy divina, pero yo te prometo que te vas a cansar. Y te va a dar flojera hacer tu negocio, no te va a gustar y luego le vas a echar la culpa al negocio. Y no es cierto. Lo que pasa es que no has tomado el tiempo de conocer tus fuertes y conocer los fuertes de otras personas. Muy importante como mujerpreneur que sepas cuál es la diferencia para que salgas adelante. Does that make sense? I hope it makes sense. Because this is a big topic and I delve deep, semi-deep, but of course, just like I said, our hormones change, so SEO changes. Algorithms change all the time, they change. So mujeres, chulas, hermosas. This wraps up this podcast show on the best online practices for you as a mujerpreneur. So let me just, as a former, college professor, let me reiterate, summarize, bring closure to this podcast show. Now, we've explored the fundamentals of SEO. The power of storytelling, why it's important to have user experience optimization, data-driven decision-making, social media strategies, local SEO, and staying updated with the ever-changing SEO landscape. It's critically important that as a business person, as a mujerpreneur, as a Latina entrepreneur, you actually stay abreast of what is happening. Just like if you're posting on Instagram, you know, you've got to stay ahead and know the algorithms, because if not, you're spinning your wheels and you think you're going to sell to everybody and you're going to sell to nobody. Not one person is going to understand what the heck you're talking about and then say, oh, she's my kind of gal. No, what's going to happen is you're going to lose people. So I hope and I pray that you found this podcast, this episode, insightful and empowering. As a mujerpreneur myself, I understand the trials and tribulations of trying all the things you need to try in order to find that one thing that's going to be successful for you. But you, as a mujerpreneur, I know that you have the talent. Tienes tú el talento. Como mujerpreneur, tú tienes el talento, la pasión, and the drive to succeed on this online world. It's really not that challenging. Does it take time? Yes, absolutely. Is it hard? No. Do you need to be diligent? Absolutely. Do you need to be consistent? Oh, yes, baby. But by implementing these best practices, you will be well on your way to achieving your business goals and making that meaningful impact that you want to make. ¿Verdad? Si empiezas a hacer estas cosas, vas a tener un impacto que tú quieres en realidad hacer. ¿Quieres impactar a cierta gente? Lo vas a tener. So, thank you for joining me today. And until the next time, remember this podcast drops every Friday. Every Friday, there's a fresh new episode. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, this is your host, Marty Angel. Until next time, keep optimizing and thriving in your mujerpreneur journey. Have a beautiful day. And if you're watching me on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel, remember to hit that like button, smash that bell so that you are notified every time I go live, which is only about once a week. And if you like to listen to this on the audio while you're driving, remember that I make drive time episodes, right? So if you're driving somewhere, usually 30 minutes is a really good time because you got 15 minutes there, 15 minutes back, or you can listen to two episodes, 30 minutes each. So this is Marty Angel. Once again, I'm so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you, Mujerpreneur. This is Marty Angel from Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, signing off, wishing you the best day ever. And remember to find me on social media at Marty Angel, Marty with an I, Marty Angel underscore ELC. The ELC stands for Empowering Latina Coach. I am that way on all platforms. Find me, follow me, reach out to me, just say hello. You don't have to buy anything from me. You just need to say hello and I will answer you. Have a great one, everybody. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive hydrating, and lifting sheet mask. Click the link below and get yours today.